Ruby by Meg Henderson. Narrated by Barbara Rafferty. This work is copyrighted 2010 by Meg Henderson. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by W.F. Howes Limited. The MacLeans live in a close-knit community in Glasgow at the start of the Second World War. When Ruby MacLean is 17, she falls pregnant and is forced to marry Jerry Riley. As their daughter is born, Jerry heads off to war, leaving Ruby to cope alone. Many years later, now retired, Ruby looks back at her family history and uncovers a tale of lies that she could never have suspected. The author opens this book with the following note.
Like most of my books, the last two being exceptions, this one is a collection of obsessions that have taken root in my memory, and it's set in two of my favourite places. Four generations of my family had lived in the great melting pot of the Townhead, Carlton area of Glasgow, before our crumbling tenement collapsed one rainy June night in the early 1950s. We were rehoused in Blackhill, a place I loved. Despite the many lurid and mainly fictitious tales told about Blackhill, I have never regained the sense of safety and security I felt in that community. The housing was poor and there were no shops and no work. It was, after all, just somewhere to dump troublesome, slum-dwelling Irish Catholics, or those with Irish names, which to the Glasgow of that time meant the same thing. My mother still went home to Townhead to do her shopping, where she had grown up, and I remember, as a very small child, waiting at the bus stop on the return journey back to Blackhill and looking at two rows of tenements in High Street. Though they were only a few hundred yards from the demolished, dilapidated Balmano Bray tenement I had been born in, they were another world away in every meaningful sense. The Bell o' the Bray tenements were built of red sandstone and were incredibly beautiful. Even as a child, I noticed that, though I didn't know about the history of the area my family came from. Across the street from the Bell o' the Bray tenements in one direction and the bus stop in another was a railway goods yard. And as I waited for the trolley bus, I watched the comings and goings of the little scarab lorries, buzzing about and dodging the horses and carts that were still around then, as they loaded and unloaded the steam trains I could hear hissing in the background. That picture has stayed in the back of my mind ever since, and it has taken this long to weave a story around them. And those memories are where Ruby MacLean came from.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?